In Egypt to this day, wild dogs in the desert stretch out in the alert-looking posture you see in the statue. They're guarding their territory against other dogs and wild animals. The dogs seem to be drawn to cemeteries, perhaps because they're usually located some distance from where people live. The ancient Egyptians noticed that jackals, an animal related to wild dogs, also claimed burial grounds as their territory. Jackals are scavengers who sometimes dug for food in the graveyard. To the people who saw them, these watchful animals seemed to take an interest in the bodies of the dead. Artists represented the Egyptian god of mummification named Anubis with a jackal's head. This statue shows Anubis completely in animal form, as a jackal. The priests who embalm bodies sometimes wore masks shaped like the head of Anubis. Why do so many Egyptian gods look like animals? The ancient Egyptians saw that many animals can do certain things better than humans. For instance, birds can fly, bulls have great physical strength, and falcons have incredibly sharp eyes. To the Egyptians, each of these animals had a bit of superhuman power and could teach people more about the nature of the gods.